whenever, you know, we got a lot of playmakers like we have, it's going to be hard for the defense to, you know, stop one guy or key in on one guy. So that's going to be beneficial for all of us.
Is the blocking scheme here very similar to what you had down and down?
It's a little different. On, you know, some of the things are the same. But like I said, whenever you move to another place, and you always got to pick up the new terminology and whatnot. So, like I said, a lot of these plays are things that I've been accustomed to, you know, since Pop Warner. So everybody kind of runs the same plays, high school and things like that. But it's a little bit more advert here, and I'm excited about it.
Chip was asked today about LeSean McCoy's comments and whether he was worried about how it would play in the locker room, and he said that we should ask the players. So,
I haven't heard anything about it. You know, I don't jump on there and read and do all that stuff what other guys are saying.
LeSean had said that Chip had cut all the good black players.
I'm just looking around. There's a lot of us out here, so I'm not sure about that.
Now that you had a few days in with Chip's practices, how different is it? Is it fun for you guys, for you personally?
It is fun. It is fun. Just like I said, whenever you get back on the field and get to compete against a defense and get a chance to play in this offense, it's pretty special. So I'm excited, you know, and we'll see how it goes.
Sorry if you've been asked about this, but Joseph Randall's meat on the bone comments. Well,
yeah, I just heard about it from my guy over here. Like, I'm not worried about it. Hopefully he's a good kid, and you know, we'll see what they can do this year. Hopefully they have a good year.
Is that someone you were, I mean, you're friends with?
Have
you?
Like I said, we were running back mates, but like I said, I'm a quiet guy, and, you know, I try to teach the kid as much as I can, but I'm not worried about it. I'm not worried about it at all.
Does it annoy you at all when you have a season like that?
And he's,
okay.
When you look at this team right now, and I know everything's so new and it's only May, but can you see a lot of potential out here? Does this team look like it is a playoff team in your mind?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, this is a good team, a young team, and we definitely are. We had a great first week, and we got a long way to go. This is only the first week of many, and we got to build a foundation. I think we started that and, a couple weeks ago, a couple months ago with the workouts, and we're building on that now. So, you know, we're learning every day. We're trying to work hard and compete at a high level.
What is the pressure for you leaving the Dallas Cowboys, coming over to maybe their biggest rival, and, you know, being the league leader in rushing and then trying to do it over here for Philadelphia?
I'm not, you know, I think there's pressure every day. You know, whenever you play in the NFL, you know, there's pressure every day that you come out on this field. You got to compete at a high level, and there's a lot of great players on this team, and we got to continue to, you know, just be smart and focus on and be sound every day. So, like I said, there's pressure every day just to come out here and be your best regardless of circumstances.
Marcus, let me send you the last day last year that you'd be a Philadelphia Eagle the first day of OTAs. What would you have thought and told them?
I wouldn't have believed it, but like I said, I'm happy to be here. I'm definitely moved on past all that, and I'm glad to be here. My family's happy to be here as well.
What's the toughest thing about adjusting to this offense compared to, you know, where you were in Dallas?
I just think the speed. I mean, these guys go fast, and I've been able to get accustomed to it for the last couple of weeks, and I'm excited. I mean, you know, we got a lot of great players on this team, a lot of great coaches, and we're building something special.
Did you do something different in the offseason to adjust to the pace? Did you work out differently? Did you prepare differently coming in?
I came here. I've been working out here with these guys, and they do it a lot different than what I've been accustomed to, and it's great. It's great, and I feel stronger than I've ever felt, feel faster than I've ever felt, and you know, it's going to be hopefully a good year for us.
How is it different? Is there something specific?
I'm not going to go into details, but it's just great. You know, they got a great strength and conditioning staff here.
Okay.
How much do you talk with Sam about just the points that you two winded up here, the offense itself? You spend extra time with Sam?
I wouldn't say I spend extra time with him. You know, right now you're here all day, and you know, you're trying to learn as much as you can. We're both new guys, so we're trying to both study some of the same stuff, trying to get on the same page, and so I mean, we're just trying to, you know, we're just hanging out, you know, just with everyone.